Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of St. Mary Magdalene for the sixth Sunday in Eastertide, Year A. I pray that this homily is of some use to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, to be with you forever, that Spirit of truth whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he is with you, he is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will understand that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me, and anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Love is a word that's thrown around quite casually in our modern world without much thought or reflection, with the result being that for many people they don't really have a real understanding, a grasp of what love is, and how human love and divine love relate to one another. People talk about loving chocolate, or loving a particular TV program or sports team, loving money, loving things, loving people. The same word love is used for quite casually for many different things. And it does love a disservice. Why are we banging on about love? Because love is central to what being a Catholic, to what being a Christian is about. Christianity is not an ideology. It's not a moral code, or even a mere set of beliefs. Christianity is more than simply a religion. Being a Catholic Christian is about having a personal relationship of love and loyalty to the one who has loved us more than we can possibly begin to imagine. And the test of our love, the test of how deeply that reality has taken hold of us, is revealed in how we obey the commands of Jesus. You see, love and obedience go hand in hand. Again, people don't understand obedience. They think of it as some kind of tyrannical thing. No, obedience is a virtue. It's a virtue of authentic human living. Jesus showed his love by complete obedience to his Father, even though that obedience cost him his life. It is through obedience that we show our love for Christ. So what does that mean in practice? It means we listen. The root word of obedience means to listen, truly listen to what Jesus says to us. And he speaks to us through the Bible, through his body, the church. He speaks to us through our conscience. He speaks to us in prayer. And then we must put it into practice. To love is to obey, and to obey is to love. If we say we love God, then it must be recognisable in our deeds, our behaviour, the way we conduct our lives. It's no good saying that we love God and then leaving Mass on a Sunday just to behave as everybody else in the world behaves. That would be like saying you love a spouse and then never showing it, treating them like rubbish, or having better relations with other people. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus says. And the crux of his commandments is to love one another as Jesus loves us. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus makes it clear that at the end of our lives, we will be judged, but we will be judged on our capacity to love. St. John of the Cross, the famous Christian mystic, was merely echoing Jesus when he said, "In the evening of our lives, we will be examined on love." In the evening of our lives, we will be examined on love. Contrary to popular opinion, love is not a feeling. Feelings have something to do with it sometimes, but love is more than a feeling. Now, we can feel in love. We can also feel out of love. We can feel all kinds of things in the space of a day or so. But love, if love is to be real, if love is to be authentic, has to go deeper than a mere feeling. For love is an act of the will. Love is an act of the will. It is a definitive choice for the good of the other. A choice for the good of the other. A decision to love, regardless of how I feel, or even if I'm loved back. Christian love is the love of God that is poured into our hearts at baptism and proceeds out of us to love others, to put others first. Now, this is a real challenge to us. It's not the way the world thinks. It's not the way we've been taught. But the Christian message is that we are all loved by God, and we have to love God by loving each other. For loving the neighbour, the friend, the enemy even, that we can see, we love the God that we cannot see. If you love me, keep my commandments. God loves us. This is good news. Whatever we do, whatever we have done or will do, God cannot possibly love us any more than he already does, to the point that he dies for us, to the point that he calls us friends, to the point that he puts his Holy Spirit within us. But the extent to which that love is experienced by us, to the extent to which we can be transformed by God's love, the extent to which that transforming love will make a difference in the world, is in large part proportional to the extent to which we are able to love others. You know, people who are in love, they generally do two things. Firstly, they want to know and find out everything about their beloved. Secondly, they want to be public about their love. It cannot be contained. Love is good news. It bubbles up out of a person. It's shared. It's contagious. This is the love that drove Philip to Samaria in our first reading to proclaim Christ. He couldn't keep it to himself. It is love that demands, as St. Peter reminded us, to have an answer ready for people who ask you for the reason, for the hope that you all have. Love demands that we know the beloved and want to know him. That we know the beloved, Jesus, and we want to know him. So we study him, understand him, as much as we can. You know, thinking, reading, studying our faith, that's not a work of academia, that's not for theology students only. Studying our faith, finding out all we can about Jesus, that is an act of love. It's an act of love. Love, ultimately, is something practiced, something we get better at the more we choose to do it. It's about laying down our lives. That means putting God, then others, before ourselves. And it's in the giving, in the dying to self, that we become free and we become the people that God has created us to be. To those who are sensitive to the needs of others, life offers every opportunity to practice the commandment to love. And it's not always about doing, you know, huge heroic things. Rather, it's a question of giving ourselves, often in little ways. Giving our time, our energy, our love. Brothers and sisters, we are loved. We are chosen. We are called to make a difference in our world, and we do this by lives of love, by drawing close to Jesus, by listening to his commands, and then by putting them into practice. Amen. Hello, and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of St. Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you, and see you next time.